From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. I had a wonderful vacation on the Delaware seashore, and I was playing puzzle with everybody last Sunday. I was yelling my osmosis and commotion and pandemonium at the radio.
I thought I heard someone screaming at the radio.
That was me. That little voice in your head that was yelling out the answers. That was me. It was a good time, but I missed everybody, and I did miss playing on the air with a listener, so I did miss that. And why don't you repeat that challenge that you gave everyone to work on for the week?
Yes, it came from a listener. I said, typically in English, we add ER to the end of a verb to get a noun that names the person who does the action, like farm, farmer, think, thinker, etc. And I said, can you think of an example that works the opposite way, a verb ending in ER, from which you can remove the ER and get a noun that names the person who does the action? What word is it?
And what word is it?
Well, my intended answer was pest and pester. There were also some amusing alternative answers like semp, semper, private, privateer, and a few others.
We received about 930 entries with a variety of answers to the challenge that you gave last week. About 500 of them sent in pester and pest, and our randomly chosen winner is Brunel Chaddick. He's from Woodinville, Washington, but he joins us from Modesto, California, because he's on a business trip there. Hi, Brunel.
Hi.
So what brings you to California?
Well, I work for a small software company in the Seattle area, and I'm here helping to fine-tune our installation.
All right. So do you think you are ready to play on the air today?
I sure hope so. It seems like it's easier to listen along and play than it is to do it in real life.
I seem to get more when I'm in the car than I do when I'm sitting here in front of a microphone. But I'll tell you, we'll be a team, okay? And I'm sure Will has something nice and easy for us. Right, Will?
Ha.
All right, meet Brunel. Let's play.
All right, Brunel and Leanne, I'm going to give you clues for 2 4-letter words. Insert the letter O between them, and the result will be a 9-letter word that answers my 3rd clue. For example, if I said, give a free ticket plus locale to get a police sketch, you would say comp and site and put them together to get composite, ooh, which is a police sketch.
Okay.
All right. Number 1 is plate plus a bird's home to get crooked.
Well, the second one must be nest.
That's mm-hmm. right. And what's a plate in 4 letters?
Dish.
Plate.
That's it. A dish, an O plus nest makes crooked.
Dishonest.
Dishonest is it. Good.
Except you want to pronounce it dish-o-nest.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dish-o-nest. Yes.
Dish-o-nest. That's the word. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 2. The opposite of fiction plus Iranian money equals a mathematical operation.
Oh, dear. Factorial.
Factorial is it. Good. Shout plus what you do upon a star to get a word meaning dingy.
Well, wish upon a star.
That's right. Wish is right. And what's a 4-letter word for shout?
Yellowish.
That's it. Yellowish is dingy. The D of CD plus extremely to get something that makes you say, aha.
Disc.
That's it. Extremely.
Extremely.
Very.
That's it.
Discovery.
Very. Discovery. It makes you say, aha.
Aha. Aha.
All right, try this one. To distribute plus a religious observance to get a rock that's fallen from the sky.
Boy, a rock that's fallen from the sky.
From outer space in
outer
particular.
Space, a meteor, but that's not 4 letters.
No, well, but a meteorite.
A meteorite. Meet plus right.
To distribute meat. And the right, I'm thinking mass, but it's a religious observance is a right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, good. How about a prickly seed case plus sounds of disgust to get the creator of Tarzan?
Oh, my. It's been a while since I read Tarzan, so this is tough. Boy, Leanne, do you have any ideas here?
Yeah, only because I know who wrote Tarzan. I mean, I'm working backwards from the word. It's burr, right?
That's it, yeah. Burr. Sounds of disgust, like you when something tastes bad.
Ugg.
Uggs.
Burrows.
Edgar Rice Burroughs. All right, your last one. Players in a play plus to disturb as water, and you get a medicine that tastes awful. And the final answer is a two-word phrase. So players in a play would be?
Cast.
That's it. And to disturb?
Oil.
Castor oil and royal. Good job.
Yeah. Whoa.
That wasn't too bad. That's tough on the phone like this.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Burnell, you did a great job.
Thanks.
Nice. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and we have a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press. Now, what do you consider your public radio station?
KUOW.
All right. Burnell Chaddick from Woodinville, Washington. Thanks a lot for being our guest today.
Well, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it really was. I had a really good time. All right, Will, the fun doesn't stop here. What's our puzzle for next week?
Well, haste makes waste is a three-word saying consisting entirely of five-letter words. Can you think of a familiar four-word saying consisting entirely of five-letter words? And as a hint, I'll tell you that the parts of speech in this saying are, in order, adjective, plural noun, verb, adverb. So again, a familiar four-word saying consisting entirely of five-letter words, adjective, plural noun, verb, adverb. What is this saying?
Oh, good luck. When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who this week joined us from New York. But next week, the Netherlands, Will?
That's right, the World Puzzle Championship.
Oh, well, all right. Can't wait to talk to you then. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.